Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's April 30th, but... It's gonna be May. I see what you did there. You have a new text message. You have a new text message. Y'all are texting in your issues, and our mixed family can help. They want to help. So many of you have such great advice, and you want to help out. Elizabeth and Radar here with Text Roulette, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. Let's go ahead and spin that Text Roulette.
Let's do it.
Find out where we're going to land.
23.
Number 23, as we refresh and scroll down and see. Okay. All right. Ready, Mix Family?
Yeah.
Is it too soon for me to move on with my life after my separation and upcoming divorce? Sometimes I feel that I moved on too soon, but I'm in love with somebody that loves me through that pain and hurt and healed me. Am I wrong to be in love with him? Too soon to move on with my life after my separation? Not divorced yet. It's an upcoming divorce. But this person has helped love them through the pain and hurt and healed me. Am I wrong to be in love with him? This new... man.
Are we living similar lives?
What are you going to say?
Because what are you talking about? For this mixed listener, I've absolutely been there. I've been there where the divorce was about to be final and I met who's now my husband, Eric. Okay. And I remember saying to my friends and family, oh my gosh, this is probably too soon on paper. This is too early. This is too soon. I should take time for me. And I had been with my ex since I was 18 years old for 13 years, a long time. But then my very best friend, Andrea, who's been my best friend since third grade, gave me some sound advice. She said, are you having fun? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, then keep doing this if it's fun. When it stops being fun, then stop. And it hasn't stopped being fun.
So just go
ahead
and have
fun. We've been together now for 12 years.
So your advice to this mixed listener, upcoming divorce, is it too soon to start go on with my life after my separation? Not divorced yet, it's upcoming divorce. Falling in love with someone who's helped them through this, you're saying, yeah, go ahead, have fun.
As long as you don't have so much emotional baggage with your soon-to-be ex that can hinder this relationship moving forward. You're not wrong to be in love, and love is healing and love is supportive. But it's also okay to feel conflicted about this. Because healing from a separation or a divorce, that's a linear process. But then you add love into the mix of it, and that can complicate things. But love doesn't always wait for perfect timing either. And too soon is subjective.
Well, that's what this person's wondering. Is it too soon for me to move on after my separation? So they're separated, but the divorce is upcoming. So I'm not sure what the timing is there, but
feeling
am
pain,
I wrong to be in love with this new person?
No, you're absolutely not.
No?
Because feeling pain from the past and love in the present aren't mutually exclusive.
What do you think, mixed family? 414-432-1099. Call in. Give us your advice. Elizabeth has put her life out there and say, hey, look, this happened with me. Go ahead and call in. Maybe you have some advice. Maybe you have been in this situation. We can pick your brain about this whole situation, and maybe you can help this mixed listener. Again, is it too soon for me to move on with my life after my separation and upcoming divorce? Sometimes I feel that I moved on too soon, but I'm in love with somebody that loved me through the pain and hurt and healed me. Am I wrong to be in love with him?
You're human. You're allowed to feel both. You're allowed to feel both. And we're going to take some of your calls here.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Is it too soon to move on with my life after my separation and upcoming divorce? It's Elizabeth and Radar. That is the text roulette that came in. Am I wrong to be in love with this other person who has loved me through the pain and hurt and healed me? Is this Carrie? What do you think?
I think not.
Not what?
It is okay.
Okay, not too soon. So just go for it.
Not too soon. Okay. Yes. The thing is, when you decide to move on or get a divorce, you've already made the decision that you're done. Mm-hmm. So after that, it's like, yeah, you're ready. And it's okay, because you have to feel that. And if there's somebody that comes in, there's a reason for that.
Did this happen with you, Carrie?
Oh, yeah.
So what was your story?
Yeah, what's your situation? Because this mixed listener can say, oh, okay, that's exactly what I'm going through, or how I felt.
I was going through a divorce, and before I actually was going through the divorce, I left because I knew I was done.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I actually wasn't even divorced yet, but I knew, like, I walked away and I left, so I knew that I was done.
And you wanted to be alone? You're like, I need to be alone for a while, but somebody came into your life?
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
And it wasn't planned, and and it was one of those things where it's like, I'm not divorced yet, so what am I doing?
Yeah. So what did you do?
It didn't work out, but I did, you know, I did have the moments that I had, and mm-hmm. got me through things, and I'm in a much better place today. So,
and sometimes the right person shows up when you're trying to pick up the pieces. And that person maybe is meant to just be there during that time or beyond that.
Did you worry about like family or friends saying, oh God, it's a rebound situation. Look, she just wants to cling on to something.
They're all going to say that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes. And I had a lot of people that thought I was cheating, and I wasn't because, like I said, I was done.
You were separated. You were separated. You had already left the relationship.
You know, you got those haters out there.
And again, people are going to talk no matter what. And people are going to hang on to the most salacious version of the story, because right. Eric and I, we went through that. We went through that when we got first got together, because the divorce wasn't officially done yet. It was going on. Right. And I sit there and go, hey, 12 years later, it's still we're still together.
That's the hardest part you were saying, Carrie?
The hardest part is, you know, what other people are saying and thinking.
Mm. And it is hard.
You're not in that situation. You don't, you don't feel it. You're not, you haven't been through the things that that person has been through. So you can't really talk because you're not that person.
Really glad to hear. Really glad to hear, though, that you're in better situation right now and things are moving strong and you're happy in life.
Oh, absolutely. That was years ago. And it honestly, it took me 8 years to get over my ex-husband, but now it's just, it's weird because I'm like, I don't even remember us like being married or any of that
stuff. Yeah, because
you never think you're going to get to that point. And, and you do, though.
You do.
Some may take longer than others. It doesn't mean you don't still love that person or feel things for them. But at the moment, you just need to do what you need to do to move on.
There you go, Miss Listener. This is what you texted in. This is the advice that you're getting from Carrie.
And it's very figurative, but it's like you're think of your life as a giant book. And some people are meant to just be a chapter. Get ready to turn that page.
Yep.
And exactly. Carrie, just like these texts are saying, I do not think it's too soon for them to fall in love with someone else. There is not a timeline as someone that should happen when going through a divorce. If you are in love, follow your heart.
Follow your heart. Yes.
Absolutely. Everything in life happens for a reason. That's my motto in life.
Beautiful.
Well, Carrie, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your life experience to help out somebody else.
And if you are going through some sort of situation in your life, it could be just like this, upcoming divorce, you fell in love with someone, or maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's your in-laws, bring it to Text Roulette, 414-432-1099. We could be landing on your text later on this morning.
And
Elizabeth?
Some more great messages coming in here for this mixed listener. When you're done, you're done. Any second after that is wasted if you don't move on. Here's another one. Go for it. Have fun. Yeah. Have fun. And then when it stops being fun, then move on to something else.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.